As you may have heard on the CBS Network News, members of the House Judiciary Committee took turns tonight either endorsing or denouncing the impeachment of President Donald Trump. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign says that included several representatives from Northern California who took part in tonight's unusual congressional hearing.
It was a primetime impeachment hearing, at least on the East Coast, with 40 members of the Judiciary Committee each getting 5 minutes to speak to the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Representative Zoe Lofgren of San Jose, the second most senior member of this committee, said the evidence is clear and the verdict should be too.
The power to impeach is not to punish a president. It is to protect Americans from a president who would abuse his power, upend the constitutional order, and threaten our democracy. Regrettably, President Trump has engaged in the abuse of power.
But her Republican colleagues scoffed at the charges and the process, among them Doug Collins of Georgia.
Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in 70-something days. The only abuse of power here is the majority racing the fastest they've ever had, the clock in the calendar determining what impeachment looks like.
But East Bay Democrat Eric Swalwell urged Republicans to look past their allegiance to President Trump and do what's right for the country.
This is a constitutional crime spree. That's why courage is so badly needed right here, right now. Our national security and democracy are depending on it.
The members will return in the morning to introduce amendments, refine the articles of impeachment, and vote to send them on to the House floor for consideration next week. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.